Well, 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 look who it is. It's Alan and Michael back for some classes of male action. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's everyone?
All right, dude, we are ready to get into it. We have some stuff to share with you guys, some stuff to report to you guys, things that we've been up to, and we might as well get right into it.
First one back from Alan's Peru.
Yeah, that's expedition. Right. I did record an episode that released about my commitment to education, but beyond that, yeah, this is our first really getting back into the swing of things after Peru.
Yeah, because we couldn't do it when he came back because I was in Reno for last week.
Yes, you were. In fact, let's talk about that first. Mm-hmm. Michael, what were you doing in the biggest little city in the world?
Well, I was at the Nevada State AFL-CIO convention.
Okay, the AFL-CIO is the parent union, or it's like a conglomeration of unions mm-hmm. that the NALC is a part of.
Yes.
The American Federation of Labor and the whatever CIO stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of unions all together, like among other ones, like the Teamsters
are
part of this. And
Teamsters Union, the Nurses Union, Service
there you go.
The Clerkner Union.
Is SEIU in workers
there? SEIU was there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So all kinds of big unions are under this umbrella of the AFL-CIO. And so like other states, we have a convention here where the union heads essentially get together under this umbrella to talk to each other.
Yeah. Now, and great network thing, too.
So. Right. So I never been to one. This is your first one, right?
No, this is my second.
Oh, no, you have been. Yeah, that's right. So tell the listeners about what goes on.
Well, our union pays for us to go, and which went to a Grand Sierra Hotel in Reno, which was really nice.
Okay.
I had like almost a suite. It was really nice. Which I don't need all that room for myself, so a lot of wasted space. But anyway.
Oh, you should have invited some ladies back to
right?
Room.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. Well, you know, our branch president got his girlfriend there.
Ah, there you go.
Well, she is also a... She was not supposed to go.
All right.
Again.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, as long as they pay for their own. Anyway. So anyway, dude, we were at the meeting for 3 days.
Right. So you fly up there. On whatever budget airline. What airline was it, by the way? It was Southwest?
Southwest, yeah, which the union for the Southwest airline stewards were there, too.
Okay.
So they were there, too. So so it was kind of good. It's you got to meet a lot of different people. And the food, the food was great. On the second day, they served us like prime rib and...
Wow. See, this is where our union dues are going to pay for this fancy ballroom, to put you up in a suite, to get you prime rib.
Right.
This bothers me, Michael.
That means
but
you can
I'm
go.
Sure it was nice.
Look,
I'm sure you enjoyed it.
That was nice.
Yeah. Okay. And it's easier to make backroom deals when you have a nice full stomach.
Yeah.
All right. So what business
so
is
most
conducted?
Of the business,
sounds like monkey business to me.
Well, most of the business with AFL-CIO is mostly politics. Okay.
Okay.
And so during the pause, hold on a sec.
Yep. Oh, Michael is grabbing. Dude, he got swag at this place, including this nice binder, this leather binder that has room for like a legal pad inside. And, and in it is the agenda from the meeting, which Michael is about to read from.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to skim through.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I say that it is a...
Networking.
But anyway, the first day, which was on a Wednesday, was a workshop. But most of it has nothing to do with NALC because most of them for like state and local companies.
Okay.
And not federal.
For small companies.
Yeah. So we really didn't need to be there, especially the one that's for state workman's comp, not federal.
Sure. Yeah.
We don't need to be in that one at all.
Right. But I can see how most of the attendees that would be relevant to what they need.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, the most important thing was on Thursday,
right.
Which was all day, and all day that you know they it's like a normal thing. They do the normal order of business and so forth with the using the Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, sure. Okay,
so
we're used to that.
As us, yeah.
Yep.
And we had lots of different speakers that came up.
Point of information, Michael. Yeah.
And so
I have a point of information. did they feed you breakfast?
So Thursday they fed us like a continental breakfast. So it was like fruits and muffins and so forth and bagels.
Okay. And not too far off from what we got.
But on Friday was bacon and eggs and sausages.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
So on Friday, but no good dinner stuff. On Friday though. Oh, we're all leaving after 12 o'clock. So.
Right. Okay. So anyway, back to that. Yeah.
So we get a lot of different people that's coming on to do a speaker. And so the speakers that included people from we had the Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was there.
Right on.
We had Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford, and we found out that he will be running for governor.
Oh, look at that.
So that was pretty cool.
And apparently he's pro-labor, or at least nominally, because he was at this convention. Right. So that's something.
And then we also had Nevada Treasurer Zach Conine, which he'll be running for Attorney General.
Okay.
And so he was there. And then...
What'd you think of these people? Like, our listeners, most of them have no idea who these people are, and they don't care.
That's what I said.
What was the content of the speeches? What kind of things did they talk about?
So, just what's going on with our government.
Okay.
And because it affects all... They talk mostly about how it's affecting the unions. What's going on with our government?
Well, there's definitely union busting going on at the federal level.
I'm telling you right now, it is not good because...
I mean, ask the people at the VA, ask the people at the TSA.
Current administration is doing everything in their power to get rid of the union.
Right. Yeah, they're anti-union, no question about it.
And that's not just our post office. That's all unions that they're trying to get rid of.
Right. And some of them they've already gotten rid of.
Yes.
And decertified. Okay. And
So we got to see Jackie Rosen, our senator for state, Jackie Rosen and other people. I mean, I guess you guys won't know nationally who all these people are.
So I would imagine that the speakers at the AFL-CIO conference, they are opposed to this union busting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one thing that I do want to say that really bugs me, is that this current administration is messing over our VA. Okay.
Sure.
And this is what happened to there is a VA union,
right?
And for all the VA workers at the VA, and if I remember correctly, they got rid of over 200,000 employees already.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So there is now minimal amount of people. Not only that happened. One day, the union president woke up one day and found out that the current administration got rid of the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, and collecting dues from the members. So the union was not collecting any union dues.
Right.
So they got rid of the CBA and the union dues. So they were getting nothing, all in day one. So they had obviously they had to get a lawyer to fight back and of course getting rid of CBA that was illegal, since current administrators don't care about any legality, but the lawyer actually fought back and got the legality back for the CBA.
Well, that's something.
But because the federal government is the employer, and employer has decided not to collect the union dues, so now the VA union had to collect the union dues themselves.
Right. So they have to get everybody
There's no payroll deduction. So people have to use their bank account number or whatever it is to pay with a check or credit card, whatever it is, that's how they have to pay it. So that's what's going on with the VA. And that if they have no problem doing that to the VA,
they'll
have no problem doing that to the post office. Okay. And this is the reason why when the current administration that wants to put us as a Department of Commerce,
which
is an executive level,
executive control,
that means our current president can do whatever he wants with the post office for the Department of Commerce. So I just want you guys to watch out for that.
Okay? It's a concern. Yeah. I mean, I am a giver to the Letter Carrier Political Fund. I don't know how much it helps, but it's something. And we've had like days of action where we call Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I would like to see our union become more activist.
Not with our current president.
Well, nationally or locally, neither of them seem particularly interested in being activist. Right. And that's something that I would hope. Now, Michael and I have already talked about this to a certain extent, but it was my hope that at this AFL-CIO convention, it would be sort of a solidarity building environment where, like here in Las Vegas, we have unions going on strike all the time. because like SEIU is a big one, the service industry where servers and bartenders and housekeepers or whatever falls under this SEIU umbrella, you know, they're always pushing for their new contract with MGM Resorts and Caesars and whatever, and they go on strike, and it's not unusual. And it's crazy to me that we're not out there by their side supporting them. You know, we did our Enough is Enough rally downtown.
At the federal building.
At the federal building. It was amazing to have people from the Culinary Union just there striking with us just because they're in union solidarity.
It wasn't just from Culinary Union. There were a number of workers there. And there
People from all kinds of unions.
Transportation union was there. I mean, it was multiple unions were doing the rally with us.
Yeah, and it makes me... It's such a missed opportunity for the post office. We should be supporting these other unions so that we're all there for each other when we need it. And that should be what a convention like this is all about. And you had said that it was, that they talked about the need to support each other. Get into that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the SEIU that you're talking about.
Right.
And this was like the first time that... The Culinary Union decided to go strike on a hotel, on a casino, and so they did that for a few weeks, and they won. But there was a lot of people in front of that hotel. Trust me.
I heard that. I remember seeing a headline recently that for the first time ever, every single hotel on the Strip is unionized, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Not every single hotel.
Or it might have been just a particular union had contracts with every hotel. It might have been every major hotel. Right. It was something like that. But it was like this milestone for collective action.
Right.
And that's fantastic. We obviously need more of that. You know, we've talked at our branch level, like we have an organizing committee. It's required in the Constitution that every branch have an organizing committee, except for maybe the ones that only have a couple members. And so we have one. What do they do? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't hear from them ever. And the one person in our union, in our branch, who's like super gung-ho union activist, he ain't on that committee.
Right.
And it's kind of crazy that, like, again, we have this opportunity. We have, like, what's the union arm that like, gives money to people who are out on strike or make sure they get food and they bring stuff.
Oh, that I'm not sure.
It's the Nevada State Association of Unions, or I
can't
remember.
Well, there's something
it is
called ULAN?
Yeah, ULAN, yeah. United Labor Alliance of Nevada.
Of Nevada.
Right.
They were there at the AFL-CIO.
As they should be. Yeah, because they're like a network of unions that like lets unions, they facilitate unions helping each other.
Right.
And man, and I know like every branch meeting, we give money to ULAN and there's like set donations that we give and it's probably like a membership fee or something. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of stuff that we should be doing, you know, to build that solidarity, build that camaraderie with other unions, and we're just not doing it. So there is an opportunity for improvement.
Yes.
And let's get into that business. So as you guys know from listening to the podcast, our election in our branch was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was so badly screwed up that multiple people were brought up on charges, including Michael and me, which did get turned over at the national level.
Yeah.
People had to come in from national to investigate because everything was being run so poorly. And ultimately, we have to redo our election because it was too tainted to stand.
Yes.
So nominations for that rerun election are coming up September, right?
September
3rd. First Wednesday of September, September 3rd. And, you know,
And the election is October 1st.
And the election. So people will vote in September. They'll get the ballots mailed to their house.
Yeah. Once they get the nomination, then they can put
they print out
together.
The ballots.
Yep.
Right. And even the new announcement, our union officer, specifically the goodest oldest boy, couldn't get out of his own way, couldn't avoid stepping on his own dick, and he messed that one up too. Because in the postal record, our announcement says that for this election that's coming up next month, that the people who are elected will take office in November of 2026.
Yeah.
So it's probably an honest mistake,
well,
a typo, an error of some sort.
I think it was an honest mistake.
I think it was too.
But unfortunately, that's happening a lot with our
It is. Yeah. And it's part of this pattern that if you wanted to take a cynical view of it, this is another mistake that favors the incumbents.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, what, they get to stay in office an additional year, regardless of the turnout or the result of the election?
Well, we made sure and tried to cover that by contacting our national business.
We did, yeah. We let them know. Yeah. Right. And, you know, it's just one thing after another. And then, so in order to fix the mistake, our union has put out bulletins on the station bulletin boards around mm-hmm. the valley that say, hey, please post this, and it has the corrected information.
But in reality, the book says, our bylaws,
says
that if you don't do that properly on the other one, you're supposed to mail it to each individual.
It's not in our bylaws, but it is a good practice, because the only correction that I've seen is in
the example that was showing it was either posted on the state or branch newsletter or mail or by mail.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And so here we have this continued issue because our officers can't stop fucking up the election.
Mm-hmm.
So they put out this correction in the break rooms at the various stations. What about the retirees?
Yeah.
How are they get notified?
Right.
And it just, you know, this wouldn't be enough to overturn an election, right? It's a simple typo, but it just keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
And with the, you know, the first time when this announcement was going to go out, I had the goodest oldest boy send it to me first so that I could look over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some really serious problems with that announcement
mm-hmm.
and went back to him, but I wonder if he sent this one to anybody, if he had anybody proofread it. It doesn't seem like it, because we caught that mistake right away.
My thinking is they ran out of time and they had to do it.
Oh,
right
that
away.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Nobody proofread it because they ran out of time.
Oh, just send it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But don't worry. That's the way we always do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this election coming up, right? The good news is the election will still happen. And,
but again, not many people have been told the re-nomination is happening.
Yeah, right, so, right. And we're going to have to get on the horse in this coming month
and get everybody
and start going
that
to stations.
New nominations.
And, yep, spreading the word. If you're in Las Vegas, I know a lot of our listeners are, please spread the word that this election is happening again. And Michael and I, as well as some other people who we support, are running for office. So, Michael, what do you plan on running for?
I'm running for president.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, Michael. I sure like the idea of having somebody like you in there as president.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
And so we felt that Alan would be great at
secretary.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the rules guy.
I am the rules guy. You know, it's funny because there is no role for parliamentarian in our branch meetings. It's a role that the branch secretary, the goodest oldest boy, has taken upon himself.
But he makes mistakes all the time right now.
He does. And they are, again, part of that pattern of the mistakes are always self-serving.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always for them and not for anybody else.
Right, exactly. And then the answer is, if you don't like it, file an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in the spirit of the way the union is supposed to be run. You know, and I'd like to get in there and bring some fairness, bring some objectivity to that executive board.
See, they've been there so long that when people object to what they're doing, they want to block it from anybody to be able to do anything.
Yeah, just dismiss any objections out of hand.
And so are they actually good for the branch when they do that?
No, of course not.
Of course
because
not.
You need voices. Mm-hmm. You need other people to be involved. You need the branch meetings to be a place where voices are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Not
we get
being
together.
Blocked every time.
That's exactly right. Not mm-hmm. being blocked. And so we have this situation where, you know, Michael and I are under no illusions, especially after the results of the first go-round. We know this is an uphill battle,
mm-hmm.
and we know that the incumbents have every advantage.
Yeah. They do gatekeeping, they block us out, we're blackballed from
exactly.
doing anything.
Right.
The only thing they cannot control is when we go to all the meetings, and
we're
able to go to all the, we can go to the conventions and so forth,
dude,
is the reason.
Speaking of that, you know, I heard from another person who went to the AFL-CIO convention. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter who it was.
Okay.
But they were talking to someone who is a sycophant for our president, for our local president, and always just does whatever the president says. And, you know, and that person had a pretty poor opinion of you because that's what they always hear. But then after going to the convention and actually hanging out with you and talking to you, they said to this source of mine that, you know, Michael's all right. He's got some good ideas, and he's not this piece of shit that I've been led to believe he is. And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wonder if there's other things that you're being misled on as well. Because, I mean, listeners, you know from listening to this podcast, you know where Michael's heart is. You know he cares about the carriers. You know what he values. You know he's a fighter. And the book has to get out on Michael, that other people need to know this as well. And that's... You know, that's our mission with our campaign. And again, this is where we have this big disadvantage against the incumbents, because like our president can go around to the different stations and on the clock go around and glad hand with people and make sure they know who he is. And we can't do that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is, I am for the carriers and I've been fighting for the carriers.
Of course.
Okay. And then here's our current branch president goes on our on the post office, whether it's a union or the post office
are you
newsletter.
Talking about the, you mean the Western area?
Yeah, the Western area newsletter.
Yeah.
That was just put out by management. And they're talking about SNDC, the Sword and Delivery Center.
Right. The ones that that the union should be fighting against, and that David Grosskopf has a huge feather in his cap. He successfully fought it.
And Reno successfully fought it.
That's right.
Because
Reno.
They stopped that from having closing down the plant and do it from Sacramento.
Right. So credit to the leadership in Reno, enlisting again like local politicians like David Grosskopf did and really spreading the word.
And then what did our branch president do?
Well, I know we already have one SNDC in Henderson.
And now they're putting one at my station by agreed upon by
our local
local branch president. Yeah. He's endorsing it.
There's this beautiful picture in our Western Area Update, our
the managers.
Yeah, with all these managers, and there he is with a big smile on his face.
With all the
welcoming the SNDC.
Western region managers. He's in the middle of the picture smiling.
Yeah.
With all the managers.
Yeah. Now,
that's not a good thing to see from our branch president, who's supposed to be protecting the carriers, yet he looks like he's for the managers.
This is something that David Grosskopf talked about. Like with an SNDC, how many carrier jobs will it eliminate? It's hard to say. It may not necessarily eliminate carrier jobs, but we're in this.
It will create more harassment.
I'm sure that's true.
Yes.
But we're in this fight with the other unions as well. And we need to look out for our brothers and sisters in the APWU.
Right.
And other unions where, you know, to stand there and smile about this
and
SNDC,
losing post offices. They're going to close down post offices.
Well, so that's the question, right? I haven't seen that part of the plan, but you have to assume.
See, we don't know any of the plan right now because
they're quiet about it.
Because our current branch president did not say anything about SNDC that's happening at my station at all to nobody.
Right. And that's this fucking theme of... What kind of leadership is it when you have to go and search for it? That ain't leadership.
Yeah, he hasn't told anybody what's happening at my station with SNDC. Well, we know it's happening because, you know, the management is like, well, we're going to have this new sorting machine in this side and that side. We're going to get these new cases that la-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Why are we getting more cases?
because more routes are going to be put into that one building, closing another building, which is the problem with SNDCs in
general.
Now,
these are all rumors because we don't actually have 100% facts, but this is what SNDC does.
And the fact that this is already happening in your station and you're still having to rely on rumor, that's
because
a failure of leadership.
Because he won't tell us the people that's being affected, which is my station.
Right.
He has a retaliation against me or whatever, but still. How good is it for him to do that to because of me and not to all the members? I have over 100 carriers at my 120 carriers at my station.
Right. They deserve a better
representation. If he has a beef with me, that's fine. But don't let all 120 other carriers get screwed because of me.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like me.
Right.
Okay? That's the stupid way of being a leadership. You know, when you just because you don't like somebody, you're going to blackball the whole station?
Right, exactly. The same with the carriers at my station who unanimously, except for his girlfriend, petitioned for me to be their steward, and he just ignored their will.
And here's the funny thing. Yep. He's from your station.
I know! That's his station, like you'd think. Yeah, it's wild, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway. So Michael's running for president against the incumbent, and I'm running for secretary against the goodest oldest boy. And then we have other people who...
And no, I will be a fourth on information. When it
Say what?
Forthcoming on information.
Yeah, so, yeah. There'll be more information as we go.
I'm not going to hide anything just because I hate somebody somewhere. No. I will be forthcoming. Let everybody know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, we will. Our administration
blackballing certain stations just because they don't like somebody is stupid.
It is stupid, and it doesn't benefit the carriers. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the problem in general. I talked about this on my recent episode about my commitment to education. Is when good stewards, when great stewards like Michael get blackballed, how is that supposed to help carriers? It's ridiculous. It doesn't. It doesn't help carriers. When Kimitra Lewis got blackballed, did that mm-hmm. help the people in Dallas? Of course not.
Of course not.
No. And this is happening everywhere. It's not unique to us.
I was listening to From A to Arbitration today.
Right.
And he was talking about how there's so many branch presidents are so idiots at all over the different branches. And he said that's the problem with our union right now.
Right.
That needs to be fixed.
Right. There needs to be leadership that pushes back against that good old boy network mm-hmm. and really wants what's best for the carriers on the workroom floor.
Right.
Dude, on that note, we have this problem at my station. So this week it seems to have gotten a little bit better of mandating, you know, and it's going around all over. And the problem with it, it's not just, look,
you kind of explained the last episode.
I did. So I'm going to talk about this part of it. Mm-hmm. When the branch president came to my station while I was on vacation to Gladhand, mm-hmm. one of the people at my station said that he was upset, you know, because the president will come around. Hey, how are things going? How are they treating you here? And one carrier who talked to me after was really upset and said, I'm pissed about getting mandated all the time.
To and the MCSO.
No. Right. Well, it was actually that same carrier, but he said that to the branch president.
Oh, okay.
That I'm pissed about being mandated all the time.
Okay.
And would you like to guess what the branch president's response was?
You know, I don't think we talked about
it. We haven't talked about this. No. This will actually be a genuine, sincere guess from Michael. What do you think if a carrier complained to our branch president about being mandated, what do you think his response would be?
A couple of answers to that. Okay. So some of them would be like, well, just have the steward file a grievance.
Okay. You are partially right. Yeah. That did come
otherwise, up. You just need to follow the instruction.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. His answer was, well, management has the right to mandate mm-hmm. people. Like, how is that a satisfactory answer to a carrier who's upset about their rights being violated?
Every single day.
Yeah, exactly. And it happens again and again. And I've already talked about how it's egregious that they'll say, like, oh, and then everybody needs to be back by 6:30. So they're not even trying mm-hmm. to abide by the contract. And that's what my buddy brought up. Hold on. That's what he brought up to the branch president. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, they shouldn't be doing this in the first place because they have the right to do it under certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. But they can't just violate the contract willy-nilly and run roughshod over it. And the president's response, well, we'll file a grievance on the back end.
As you guys know, Ellen knows the rules, right?
You're right.
It would be great at filing this grievance.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's being blackballed by our current president.
Right. And to go for escalated remedies because of the egregious nature of the violations.
Well, by the way, when you were steward, were you being mandated every day?
No.
Exactly.
No, well, staffing was a little bit different back
but
then.
But not that
but
often.
But yeah, and I was really strict about it. In mm-hmm. fact, that was one of the first beefs that I had with the vice president was that somebody got mandated for like 15 minutes. You know, it was a full-time or an 8-hour carrier, and they got sent back out to go help somebody else. And when they got out there, they wind up not needing the work. They come back. It was 15 minutes. And I went to file a grievance on that. And the folks at the hall made me withdraw it. They insisted that I withdraw the grievance because 15 minutes is neither here nor there. And I'm like, no, we got to send a message here.
That's management's problem to not check to make sure that they needed that guy in the first place.
And management was told up front, like, dude, this guy's not on the overtime list. Mm-hmm. Pick somebody else if you're going to send him out. Right. And they're like, no, he's here now.
Hold of the other carrier who said they didn't need him?
Dude, exactly. You know? There was 100 other things they could have done. Mm-hmm. Instead, they forced a carrier off his assignment. And then for the hall to be like, who cares? I'll tell you who cares. The carrier who didn't get to go home.
Right.
Anyway, so... So, you know, and you'll hear from union leadership, like the carriers are hurting mm-hmm. and union leadership will say, oh, we're as mad about this as you are. No way. No yeah. fucking way are they as mad as we are, because it is physically impossible to be as mad as we are while you're sitting in an air-conditioned office.
So on the way back from Reno,
yeah.
Luckily enough, actually, on the way back from Reno, I was boarding the plane.
Right.
And I see our branch president's head, because he's tall.
He is.
Okay, so he can seize me. And I go up and I see Senator Jackie Rosen sitting on the plane.
U.S. Senator Jackie yeah. Rosen, Democrat.
And there, was a seat next to her. And I asked her, I said, hey, can I sit next to you? And she goes, sure.
Look at that. So, that's what I love about Michael, man.
I have no problem
he
asking
He is not
me.
Shy. Yeah. Yeah.
I go up there. I sat right next to her. And I asked her, I said, hey, my name is Michael. And do you mind if I ask some questions? And she's like, no problem.
Dude,
so I asked a lot of
that.
Questions.
That's
okay?
So great.
So one of the things that I will vote for because of this is because I asked her, I said, hey, do you know the problems with the Postal Service? And she said, yes.
I'm sure she knows at least
and
some.
And
yeah.
I said, not just about them trying to put in the Department of Commerce or trying to privatize her, but do you know what's going on internally? And she goes, yes. So I know that there's a lot of harassment and things like that's happening in the Postal Service. It's just that I don't have a lot of people with her to stop it. And so, but
right.
then she knows that's happening,
right.
and she is doing what she can to help out us as a carrier. So,
that's something. So. I'm sure, you know, I don't know whether she's a co-signer on the bills that we need her to be co-signer on and stuff like that. But, I mean, she went to this convention. She's obviously pro-union, you know, and she's going to be presumably better for unions than whoever runs against her.
Right.
Yep. And the fact that she's willing, like, dude, even the fact that she's flying Southwest.
Yeah,
you know,
she was flying Southwest.
Yeah, and you said she was in the B boarding group.
Yeah, she was on B boarding group.
Dude, credit where it's due.
Yeah. She was not, I mean, there's no first class in Southwest.
No, but you could at least get the premier boarding or whatever in the A's. Right. But
nope, she was a B. So.
Good on Michael for stepping up and being willing to talk to people. And that's, you know, to get back and harp on this just one last time, these questions we have, these issues that we have, they cry out for leadership. And
hey, you remember the movie Braveheart?
Of course.
And what did Mel Gibson's, what did he say to one of the leaders of the Klan? Do you remember?
There was a lot. You'd have to give me.
Well, goes, you know, all we need is a good leader. Good leader so that we all want to follow what you want to do.
Right,
which
sure.
all we need is just good leadership so we can say, hey, we want to follow you because you are doing what we want you to, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay.
Right.
And to me, that's what we need. We need a leadership in including our national politicians, you know, with the senators or whatever, is some good leadership to come because right now we're lacking leadership even in our national.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fact that carriers are left in the dark.
You got somebody who wants to be a fascist, and yet we don't have any leadership from the other party to do anything. I don't get to go political.
No, I hear you. But even with Renfro in particular, you know, he had that podcast for a while, that You Are the Current Resident.
Yeah.
And then he would say, like, oh, I'm going to get back, and I'm going to make sure I'm putting those out every week. No, he doesn't do that. There hasn't been one in 8 months, probably.
Well, since the last time running for president.
Well, I mean,
I think
he
that was
had
the last
one, I think,
because
after the tentative agreement, where he like had an episode to try to sell the tentative agreement, and that was probably the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like the reason that I started the postal stand-up is because I wanted to essentially prove how easy it is to get on there, spend 5 minutes, and let people know what's what.
We just need good leadership.
Yeah, and it's something that the barrier to entry is so freaking low.
Mm-hmm.
You just need the will to do it.
All we just need is people to fight for carriers. That's it.
How the hell do you sign off on an SNDC in a station without even talking to the carriers at that station, letting them know what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's madness.
Yeah.
Absolute madness.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's almost like, it's more like, let's go after Michael because it's his station.
I think.
I'm supposing.
Yeah, that might be. I won't sign off on that. But regardless of the reasoning, there's no reason to hide that under a bushel.
No, because, I mean, there's so many things going on that Post Office wants to do, and our current president gets all that information first, because that's usually what the Post Office does.
Yep.
And holding that and not telling anybody is just wrong.
It is. It's wrong. Yeah. And, yeah, there's just no will, no care given. That the carriers might want to know this. Yeah. Yep. So, All right, we learned a little bit today about the AFL-CIO and how that runs, and
some politics.
Yeah, and so I guess that's going to have to do. We will come back and do some mailbag episodes, because, guys, we are getting a lot of questions in the mailbag, and that's fantastic. classesofmail@gmail.com. Please send your questions, because it makes for easy episodes for Michael
and
me, and we're about to record one.
Yep.
So we will catch you all next time.